have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music. KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
I feel like Bruce Banner. Can't nobody stop me. My plug got the answer. I know my guy got me. I'm unstoppable.
You can't stop what is meant to prosper. Nah. Got them hits like an LA Dodger. Yeah. God chose me, put me on the roster. Yeah. Chasing goals, I want Grammys and Oscars. Took some losses, but I'm still a winner. Been forgiven, but I'm still a sinner. Wanna see me fail, that won't happen though. I'm the front page in the centerfold. I can't be stopped, I got the power. My enemies looking real sour. Trying to hold me back like rush hour. All obstacles, I straight devour. No one's gonna stop me, I promise I don't play. You don't wanna whip me, I'm coming no delay. Hear a lot of talking no matter what he say. Turning up the hustle, I'm bringing that heat wave.
He say, she say, you can't stop me. He say, she say, you can't stop me. He say, she say, you can't stop me. He say, she say, you can't stop me.
Host, I got the Holy Ghost, I do not need to boast. Nah, strength within, release through the pen. Write about my sin, cause it inspires men. Humble with the talent, let him put me on high. The power that is in me can't be seen like Wi-Fi. Overcome the look of fear and tell it bye-bye. Undefeated through the Lord, no I won't lie. Oh my, oh my, you don't wanna waste time. It'll fly by, fly by. Came into the game, it was all in vain. Switched up a frame, now I'm in my own lane. Gotta see the vision, get a plan, make it clear. Pray and set the hustle, all I will appear. Never quit, stay the course, trust fate. Even when you think the dream is coming late. I've already had a lot of reasons I can throw in the towel, but the spirit living in me doesn't ever let me know how. Tired of all the rappers claiming what they're really not like, wow. I see a lot of foolery, not fooling me, I gotta call a foul. Can't be stopped, will not quit. I got goals, I'm gon' hit. Go so hard, I'm so lit. Mind on him, homie, that's it.
He say, she say, you can't stop me. He say, she say, you can't stop me. He say, she say, you can't stop me. He say, she say, you can't stop me.
Wrote this verse on the resurrection. Stepped on in, healed my infection. Since that day I've had your protection. No question about it, my best selection. Got the picture like panorama. All glory up to Hosanna. My fire lit, started going hammer. That's why I feel like Bruce Banner.
He say, she say, you can't stop me. He say, she say, you can't stop me. He say, she say, you can't stop me. He say, she say, you can't stop me.
Ha. Yes, it's Man of Faith, Insomniac. We about to bring it back, cause I'ma bring it back. Okay. Yeah. Taking it back to the days of the feel good. Yeah. Real hip hop was the soundtrack to my childhood. Okay. Growing up without a care in the world. Until the only thing I cared about, the state of the world. You are the Zane on my level. I choose purpose over fame. I don't play with no devil. That's right. Nothing to it though, but truly I was born a rebel. Destroying everything in sight is Tasmanian devil. So you can get mad if you want to. Block my shine, that's what you won't know. The sound here, man, there ain't nothing hotter. I refuse to let it die this time, so I feel I gotta bring it back, bring it back, bring it back. Bring it back, bring it back, bring it back. Bring it back, bring it back, bring it back. Bring it back, bring it back, bring it back. Slap to the right, move to the left. Give me space, watch me do my step. Hands up, put them up in the sky. I'ma show you how to do it, go on, raise them high. Watch me do my dance. Just watch me do my dance. I see you looking, got them all in the trance. All eyes on me, they say they love my stance. I'm still moving, still grooving, still got flow. Yeah. Y'all thought I fell off, still hot though.
Right.
I've been winning, put my faith in Christ.
Uh-huh.
And he never let me down since he paid that price.
Paid that price.
Got love for my friends and my enemies.
Yeah.
Spread around like butter, that's a remedy.
Uh-huh.
Got enough for the hood and back.
Plugged
into the store so I never lack.
That's right.
So you can get mad if you want to.
If you want to.
Block my shine, that's what you won't do. The sound here, man, it ain't nothing hotter.
That's right.
I refuse to let it die this time, so I feel like I gotta
bring it back, bring it back, bring it back. Bring it back, bring it back, bring it back. Bring it back, bring it back, bring it back. Bring it back, bring it back, bring it back.
Slide to the right, move to the left. Give me space, watch me do my step. Hands up, put them up in the sky. I'ma show you how to do it, go on, raise them
high.
Watch me do my dance. Just watch me do my dance. I see you looking, got them all in a trance. All eyes on me, they say they love my stance.
Come on,
okay,
yeah.
I'ma need everybody to report
Let's
to
go.
The dance
Everybody
floor.
To the dance floor right
Y'all
now.
Y'all got 5 more seconds.
5 more seconds.
Let's go. To the right, move to the left. Give me space, watch me do my step. Hands up, put them up in the sky. I'ma show you how to do it, go on, raise them
high.
Watch me do my dance. Just watch me do my dance. I see you looking, got them all in the trance. All eyes on me, they say they love my stance.
Bring it back, bring it back, bring it back. Bring it back, bring it back, bring it back. Bring it back, bring it back, bring it back. Bring it back, bring it back, bring it back.
Yes, bring it back, bring it back, bring it back. Yes, that was hype right there. I love it. Nothing like something that's going to get your juices pumping. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Yes, welcome to another Sunday with Nuts with your boy Dre. And of course, here we are again. We made it through yet another week, and it has been a long week. But here we are, back again for another Sunday with Nuts with your boy Dre. And you know what? I know I say it a lot. Matter of fact, I say it quite often. I say it all the time. But I really do mean it this time. Not like I didn't mean it the last time or the time before the last time that I said, you know what? This might be the last time. I missed you guys. And I'm so glad you took out just a small amount of your time to share it with me for another Sunday with Nuts with your boy Dre. I would be remiss if I didn't take this opportunity to thank Miss Kimberly Robinson and Elation Magazine for her vision. I tell you what, Elation Magazine is growing bigger and bigger and better. Catch the wave, I'm telling you. But this platform she gives me, it is a platform I use to help people. Why? Because I'm a giver. I'm a helper. It's what I do. I'm not the one that needs to help. You guys are the one that's messed up. So I'm here to unmess you up. Now, this first segment, let's jump right into it, is, well, a segment that I did about 3.5 months ago. And my younger brother, Brad, yeah, he listened to it, and he loved the segment, and he asked me on Tuesday if I could do it again, and I said, you know what, anything for family. So here we go, famous black sayings. Famous black sayings. Now, you know what, black people, y'all know we say some things, and we use different word tracks, and we throw words together for little phrases and things like that, and I tell you what, it's beautiful because we have a language inside of a language. Famous black sayings, these are sayings that, you know, you might have said, or a family member might have said, or a friend, a coworker, stranger in the street, someone you see at your local grocery store, at the bank, or somebody you pass as you're walking through the park on a beautiful, sunny, yet somewhat cold, chilly day, depending on where you live. I just know that these sayings are from us, by us, but not necessarily just for us. Famous black sayings. If you haven't heard any of these from anybody you know, that's because, you know what, you saying them all. Quit being greedy. Let somebody else get a word in edgewise. Here we go. Famous black sayings. Number one, y'all know y'all didn't heard this one. Come on, black people. Y'all know this is one of my sayings. Look here, I'm going to give you a little funky $40. You know, the $40 got to be funky. It don't sink until it's time to pay it back. You know that's what we say, black folks. This one right here, famous black sayings. See, what had happened was, y'all know that's a famous black saying right there, because you know, when you hear a black person say that, you already know it ain't going to be what you want to hear. Because when they start a sentence like that, 9 times out of 10, when they finish it, you're going to be upset. Famous black sayings. Look here, let me have, you don't mind if you let me hold something. Wait a minute. Could you let me hold something? Let you hold something like what? Let you hold something like what? Let you hold what? Famous black saying, uh-oh, this one right here. I wish the hell I would. Black people, y'all, woo! When you hear somebody say that, just give them space. Give them space. Famous black saying. Uh-oh, this one right here. And I'm going to censor myself on this one. Now, I just said, I wish the hell I would. But this one right here is the follow-up. I wish I would. Again, you hear that? Give a black person some space. They need time by themselves. Famous black sayings. Look here, keep my name out your mouth. See, that means they don't want you talking about them. That means they don't want, look, quit talking about them. Keep their name out. In other words, they don't want nothing to do with it. Famous black sayings. Look here, I can show you better than I can tell you. Uh-huh. Yeah, I can show you better than I can tell you. Yeah. Famous black sayings. Excuse me. Now, usually when you hear this, it's kind of low. It's spoken kind of low. Yeah, but this is a famous black saying, too. Look here. Before you run my credit, I just want to tell you. And 9 times out of 10, they got that hand out. They got that little hand face down, palm face down, and it's like it's trying to push something down. They say, but look here, before you run my credit, I just want to tell you. It seems like they body posture changed because, I don't know, it's just like they start hunching down. That's famous black saying. A famous black saying. Look, yeah, I'm not fixing to run my pressure up. That means whatever you done done or whatever you done said, it's about to be some violence. Okay, so again, give a black person some space. Finally, famous black sayings. Uh-oh, this one right here. Yeah, as a matter of fact, this is so famous that this is one that I have constantly and consistently and persistently used. Look here. Y'all gonna get it when I get it. And quit calling my phone. Yeah, that's the famous black saying. Y'all gonna get it when I get it. Oh, and quit calling my phone. Don't call me, I'll call you. Don't call me asking for a payment. I'll call you when I'm ready to give you a payment. Famous black sayings, y'all. Y'all know how we do. Come on now. Again, I want to be a blessing and not a curse. It's kind of what I do. Now, this next segment, of course, is the whose baby is that? Now, I tell you what. Whose baby is that? You know, some of these babies you see and these kids, and then I truly believe what Whitney Houston said in her song decades ago. I believe the children are our future. Teach them well and let them lead the way. But now, here it is. Some of y'all parents is doing too much with your child. Some of y'all, you having babies, and you acting like babies. Look here. I'm just going to say this. For you to be a parent and you got a child, understand, as a parent, you are not only the role model, okay, but you are the example day in and day out for that child. So how you act is how that child is going to emulate and grow up to act. Whose baby is this? People, please. Number one, Who babies that? They got a boogie in their nose so big, look like somebody done pulled shades down on their nostril. Y'all done seen the baby with that booger stuck right there in that little cave hole of their nose. Huh? Just big. You know what I'm saying? And when you listen to them, they breathe like this. And they got to hold their mouth open because that booger is blocking the nasal passage, so they got to breathe with their nose in their mouth. Go ahead and get you some wild flies or some heavy duty tweezers and pull that booger out. Smash that thing out. Whose baby is that? Hair so nappy, you got to give them Benadryl just to comb it. See? If your baby hair is so nappy, you got to drug it just to comb that doggone. You know what? I say shave it all off and start from scratch. Because it's obvious. Whatever you did before then just didn't work. Whose baby is that? Breath so stanky, they bib smell worse than they pepper. You know what? If you don't throw a Tic-Tac in that ball and let them suck on that milk with some peppermint in it, come on now. Whose baby is that? Kneecaps look like charcoal briskets. First of all, quit letting that baby fall on the concrete like that and scrape their knee. Then get all blacked up and bruised up. That don't make no doggone sense. Put them on some long pants and some knee pads. Whose baby is that? Milk mustache is spoiled. Now, see, that's nasty because that means you ain't washed the baby face. Whose baby is that? Dried up snot on their face look like donut glaze. Whose baby is that? Belly button look like a walnut. Whose baby is that? Eyes so cross when he cries, all his tears fall down in a straight line. Whose baby is that? So bow-legged, his legs look like two boomerangs. Whose baby is that? Teeth so jacked up, he wearing dentures. What the hell? The baby, who baby got dentures? What the, fix the baby. Whose baby is that? So fat, 9 months old, wearing adult diapers. Whose baby is that? I don't understand it. Whose baby is that? Now, if you don't recognize none of them babies, nobody you know, that's because all of them babies is tied into one pathetic, despicable child, and it's yours. Do right by the child. Whose baby is that? I'm sorry. I don't mess around and run my pressure up. See, I told you that was something that a black person would say. This next segment is called Out of Order. It is truly one of the staples of the Sunday with Nuts with Dre. It has changed so many lives for the better because a lot of people don't know that they out here living out of order. See, out of order could be you. Yeah, you could be living out of order. Could be a family member. Could be a friend, a co-worker. Could be a stranger in the street. Someone you see at your local grocery store or at the bank. Or somebody you pass as you're walking through the park on a beautiful, sunny, yet somewhat chilly day, depending on, again, where you live. I just believe it's our duty and obligation to point out things to people that's out of order so we can help them do what? Get in order. Now, if you don't recognize any of these in anybody you know, heaven help you. That's because all of them are you. And you're living totally out of order. Get your life in order. Number one, if this is you, you're out of order. If you're on Christian Mingle and your profile picture shows you shirtless, eating a banana and squeezing on some grapes, you're out of order. You nasty freak. What, you got Rick James playing in the background? They can't hear that. If this is you, you're out of order. You're on Black People Meet looking for white people. It don't make no doggone sense. It's an oxymoron, you moron. How you going to be on Black People? You know. It's Black People Meet, not All People Meet, not anybody meet. If this is you, you're out of order. If you're on Black People Meet and you're a white person, if this is you, you're out of order. You and your spouse planning a singles cruise. How the hell y'all plan? If this is you out of order, if you consider you and your wife legally separated because she in a coma, I don't know about that one. I don't know if that's out of order or not, because technically, y'all, I don't know. I might have to Google that one. I'll say that one. We'll return to that one on a later date. If this is you out of order. If your church has a swingers ministry. Now, see, I said that before. If you go into a church with a swingers ministry, you need to get the hell up out of there. There ain't no God in that. If this is you out of order. If your wife starts shouting in church and you start making it rain with dollar bills on her, come on now. That's just, you know what? If this is you out of order. You trying to find a wife, so you up in church wearing sweatpants and no drawers. Yeah, you just swinging low your sweet chariot. Anyway, if this is you, you out of order. If you trying to look up women's dresses when they fall out in the church, now you know what. That's one. Yeah, I hope God busts your eyeballs out, you pervert. Again, I want to be a blessing and not a curse. This next segment is, well, it's called A Play on Words, and I love this segment. It's truly a delight for me to do because, again, I'm a wordsmith. I mean, I love words, and I love different words because of the different meanings and how you can use them in differently in sentences. And so A Play on Words is just that. It's just a play on words. You have to be creative, and I love a play on words because it allows my juices to create and get to flowing. Number one, a play on words. Hemorrhoids. Fire in the hole. Get it? Hemorrhoids. Fire in the hole. See, because it brings a play on words. Hemorrhoids. Fire in the hole. Number two, a play on words. Bad breath. Don't talk. Just listen. See, if you got bad breath, don't talk. Just listen. Yeah. Number three, a play on words. Nappy hair. Honeycomb. Get it? If you got nappy hair, then honeycomb, as in honeycomb it. And play on words. Number four, big butt. Big butt, yeah. As I was saying, see, big butt. As I was saying, okay, play on words. My creative juices are flowing. Feet stink. Agony of defeat. See, because your feet stink and it's just acting. Play on words. Bad kids. It takes a village to beat them up. See, you ain't got to raise them. You just clean, okay? Because if the kids is bad, you're going to need some help beating them up. And I'm here for you. Play on words. Number seven, somebody who steals is someone who takes a hands-on approach. See, get it? Someone who steals takes a hands-on approach. Play on words. I'm telling you, man, I am creative. Number eight, somebody with buck teeth. Y'all seen them, the buck teeth. Yeah. Them Bugs Bunny. Somebody with buck teeth. Here it is. Biting off more than they can chew. See, they get, see? So the teeth is big, so they take big bites with them buck teeth. It's hard to chew because they got too much food in their mouth. Because the buck teeth didn't get too much food and they bit off too much. Yeah. And this one right here, a play on words. I'm creative. Too skinny. Too skinny. Here it is. A thin line between starve and ache. Get it? It's a thin line between starve and ache. I mean, either you're starving or you're not really ache. Too skinny. I'm telling you, that's my creative juices flowing. Yes, indeed. I'm telling you, I love it. I love it. I love it. That's just what it do. Random thoughts. Let me give you some random thoughts. I love random thoughts. These thoughts are random because they just mine. They got nothing to, they got nothing to do with nobody but me. And that's why they my random thoughts. And they just random. They come out of nowhere. And it don't mean nothing to you, but it means something to me. And they just random. Random thoughts. Things black people eat but don't want. Crabs. Yeah. I do eat crabs, but I don't want crabs. Random thoughts. Exotic foods. Monkey bread. I wonder what the process is to turn the monkey into bread. Pig feet. Pig feet. So you mean it's somewhere there's a poor pig in a wheelchair? Because he ain't got no feet. Ooh, hog head cheese. Hog head cheese. Wonder how many times you got to hit the hog in the head to make the cheese. Random thoughts. Pineapple upside down cake. Pineapple upside down cake. Why don't you just flip it over? Turnip bottoms. Well, if you eat turnip bottoms, what the hell are you doing with the turnip tops? You just throwing them away? Buttermilk. Why would I pay for spoiled milk when I can buy regular milk and just let it sit out for 3 weeks? Again, these are just random thoughts. Finally, we come to the church announcements, and I invite you to join us as we get our worship and our praise on. Whether you can join us in person in the sanctuary or watch us as we stream live, please, you're always invited. For we are the Church of Jesus Take the Wheel, I Got the Gas, Baptist Church. Now, we're small in number, but we big in faith. Let me say it again. We're small in number, but we are big in faith. Reason why I like to do the church announcements because I want to make sure everyone's kept abreast of what's going on within the body. There's no saint left behind. Everybody's on the same page and everybody's on one accord. I like to do the church announcements for individuals that may not have been able to attend the in-person sanctuary service or don't have access to the internet and were unable to watch us as we stream. The sick did and the shut it up again. Also like to do church announcements for individuals that may have been in the sanctuary in the in-person worship or may have been watching as we were streaming but missed some parts or all of the announcements because they were busy running their mouth, giggling and laughing at stuff that really wasn't that funny. Let me tell you something. This ain't no game. This ain't no game, okay? The next person I see come up to the front of the line to get prayer with a roach on them will be kicked out of the church and suspended from all worship services until further notice. You're not going to come in here with your stanky butt bringing roaches in the church, okay? Because you know, as I know, roaches don't die. They what? Multiply. And if I get a roach on me and take it to me and the first lady house, oh, it's a problem. So the next person I see come up to the front of the church, if you care about them, you better smack their back, whack their shoulder or something. But you better kill that roach or you better send them out of the church because they come up here. I'm not going to only embarrass them. I'm going to hurt them. If you know your house nasty, don't bring your nasty house to the church. Thank you. Lesson number one, Mother Pearline fell outside in front of the church and broke her hip. She slipped on the ice on the sidewalk. Now, I had put salt down there. Brother Jimmy to put the salt down there, and I told him to go in my office and get the salt and put it down there, and just put down one bag. And as we know, the Brother Jimmy, he's 28, but he's got the mind of a 3-year-old, and so he grabbed instead of the bag of salt, he grabbed some salt packages and went out there and opened up about 4 of them little table salt packages and put it out there. And so, well, needless to say, Mother Pearline fell outside in front of the church and broke her hip. Now, she slipped on the ice on the sidewalk. But here it is. But the sidewalk belongs to the city. So all the church is paying for is to get her dress clean. Because that was the only part of her touching the actual church property. The sidewalk belonged to the city, so she could. The city can take care of the medical bill. What we will do is we'll fix that. We'll put a dress in the cleaners, and we'll go ahead and get clean that little spot of dirt that was on the corner of her dress that happened to be touching the actual property of the church. Lesson number two, pray for Deacon Monroe. He bought a mail order bride from overseas, and she died on the way over here. Apparently, he was so cheap to pay for her a box with air holes in it, and she was too stupid to open the box. So she succumbed to lack of air and oxygen. Lesson number three, Brother Daquan, I don't care if you call yourself transgender or transfused or whatever, you is not going to be sitting on the motherboard. I don't care, I don't care how you categorize yourself, Brother Daquan. You're not going to sit on the motherboard. You're not going to serve on the motherboard. You ain't no mother. You're a mother. Okay. Anyway, the devil is a lie. Announcement number four, Deacon Larry, don't forget you owe me a black and mild. I'm not going to keep reminding you, okay? I didn't try to be cordial, and I didn't try to be respectful and show some restraint, and I've practiced patience. But you know you owe me a black and mild. I want my black and mild by next Sunday. If you ain't got my black and mild, trust me, you're going to walk in the service and walk out black and blue. Bring my mother black and mild. I don't want no swish or sweets either. Don't try to cheapen it, okay? Don't come to me cheap. You replace my black and mild. Finally, we come to the part of the announcement that I always look forward to not looking forward to, for it is the building fund. As you all know, the building fund offers a little bit of everything: intrigue, mystery, adventure, humor, drama, horror, but most of all, unpredictability. As of today, the building fund has raised, and I quote, my curiosity. Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you all so much for joining me for another Sunday with Nuts with your boy Dre. Like I always like to do, I'm going to go ahead and pray us out. So I ask that all heads are bowed, all eyes are closed, unless, of course, you're blind. No matter then, does it? I mean, really? Seriously? For real? Wow. Oh, Lord. We thank you for another Sunday with Nuts with Dre. We thank you for another opportunity to come together in fun, faith, and fellowship. Thank you for making a way out of no way. Which way? That way. Thank you for opening doors that no man can shut. Hey, hold that door. No, that one. Thank you for being a lawyer in the courtroom. Guilty, not guilty. Mistrial. Thank you for being a doctor in the sick room. What room is that? Whatever room you don't feel good in, stupid. Well, most of all, we thank you for being God and God alone, for loving us more than we can love you or even ourselves. Now, bless us and keep us, hold us close to your bosom. continue to make a way out of no way for us. You are our strength and our joy. We give you praise, honor, and glory, and it is on you, not our understanding, but your understanding that we lean on. We praise you and we thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, you guys have a great night. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday, and I will see you next Sunday. You guys enjoy your week. And I'm telling you already, I miss you. You guys be blessed and not stressed. I'll see you next Sunday with more nuts, with more Dre. Why? Because I'm kind of hungry. I'm going to eat me a little bite, and I'm just going to pick up just a little piece of weight on me, okay? You guys take care. And remember, if nobody loves you, two people love you. God love you and I love you. Well, if I don't love you, I like you. And if I don't like you, then, you know, whatever. You know what you did. You guys take care. Good night.
For just as a body without the spirit is dead, so also faith without works is dead.
Hustle for the Lord, strong in any weather, cause we in one accord. Hustle for the Lord, yelling, telling whosoever better come to the Lord. Hustle for the Lord. Hustle for the Lord. You can call me thug, totally the humble under God, covered by his blood. Hustler, bowler, still on the block with ya. Who I be? Your neighborhood hope dealer with the healer. He really the realer. He better than Michael Jackson, thriller, cooler than chiller, sicker than salmonella. He is my savior. He's got more flavor than flavor. Yeshua, Hashim, Jesus is his name.
Hustle for the Lord. Strong in any weather, cause we in one accord. Hustle for the Lord, yelling, telling whosoever better come to the Lord. Hustle for the Lord. Hustle for the Lord. Hustle for the Lord. We hustle for the Lord. We hustle for the Lord.
One hand. Holy Ghost, five feel, riding shotgun with the king, boy, we riding still. I've been a trip since I let Jesus get behind the wheel. Looking down on life cause all my troubles underneath my heel. I got a testimony, I came from chasing money. They think I missed the man I was, are you mistaken, homie? I'm hustling for the Lord, do it like it's no tomorrow. I walk with Jesus, he the leader, we on one accord. I'm speaking light into the darkness, watch the mountains move. I got my anchor dropped in favor, watch what Jesus do. In between me and you, there's none greater. So many claim anything, but none savior. Why waste your life on what's unguaranteed? Just forever. I ain't gonna tell you what you want, but what you need, which is better. Searching for answers, where you're looking, it's within them letters. I'm about my father's business, my hustle's been tremendous.
Hustle for the Lord, strong in any weather, cause we in one accord. Hustle for the Lord, yelling, telling whosoever better come to the Lord. Hustle for the Lord. Hustle for the Lord. Hustle for the Lord. We hustle for the Lord. We hustle for the Lord.
Me better than been to myself. Had my life, I hustled and ran the street with God on the shelf. Know many times I should have been dead, doing life up in jail. But the Lord had mercy and he waited patiently till I cried out for help. Blows my mind every time I think about how good that he's been. He reached down to the ground, turned me around from a life filled with sin. Can't begin to praise him and thank him enough for mercy and grace. Sent his son Jesus of Nazareth to die in my place. I can't wait to see his face, I'm gonna fall at his feet. Every knee's gonna bow, tongue confess, are you ready to meet the Lord and Lord, the King of King Yeshua, HaMashiach. If you die without the Savior, man, I wouldn't wanna be you. Got my brothers here with me, rainbow word in the ghost. We gonna reach and teach and preach Jesus from coast to coast. Yeah, we hope in the Lord, in one accord, never stressing the struggling. On this mic and hype all day and night, for the Lord we straight hustling.
Hustle for the Lord, strong in any weather, cause we in one accord. Hustle for the Lord.